Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm worried for him, Sam. I'm worried for Sting. We might have to have a telethon for him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because of this song. Been watching the trial this past week, so I'm worried if he's going to get paid.
Hey,
that's what I'm wondering about.
Where you going to get his money,
I'm
right?
I'm sure Sting has bit off all his fingernails going, I'm wondering if I'm getting paid. Of course, he probably said it like this. I wonder if I'm getting paid. But anyway, it's just the conversation surrounding this business situation that he has or got thrust into with Diddy has been interesting and kind of entertaining. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app as we sit here on this 11 o'clock Saturday morning, May 17th. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all in the Alpharetta area.
All right, now.
Just throw that out there. Big old Alpharetta up there.
All right.
Up 400.
All the way up 400.
I forgot to mention this while I was doing the casting call for those of you who've not seen it, because you heard me rail, and Noelle, if you get a second, I want to get her opinions on this too, because she had something to say about the casting for the John Madden bio. It's listed as Santa Maria on the casting call, or if you were to go to Rose Lock Casting. I just couldn't believe that Nicolas Cage was cast as John Madden, right? But the pictures came out this week. And obviously a lot of makeup and this and that, and they got him. So it's not that far off, but it's still. But the other picture that came out that threw me, and this is the one that got Noelle, was a picture of Nicolas Cage as John Madden and the actor who's playing Al Davis. And you talk about a chameleon when you think about this dude. It's Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Christian Bale is playing Al Davis. So think about this. If you were casting this like 6 months ago, okay, who do you want for John Madden? Where would Nicolas Cage fall on that list? See, the first person I would have thought of was like Paul Michael Hauser first. Then I may have thought of Jonah Hill. Nicolas Cage wouldn't have been on that list.
Yep.
And then Al Davis, I never would have thought of Christian Bale. Somebody with that thick of an I don't know if he's Cockney, but definitely an English accent. But that specific, that's Gary Oldman-like.
Okay,
to have that kind of accent you know
that,
is your main accent, and then you come off like what he did in True Romance, where this dude was doing like a Jamaican accent. That was crazy. So, again, Christian Bale, go check out the pictures. Christian Bale is Al Davis, and Nicolas Cage is John Madden. That
was an amazing photo.
No, it was crazy. So I was like, all right, I'll take a little bit of this back. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we got a team that's over 500, right round the corner, up the block. We didn't think that was going to be the case, at least not this early, given how the Braves got out of the chute. But you got to feel good about what's going on with them right now. Also, what's happening up in Boston.
Absolutely, absolutely. And great to go on the road and get off to a good start with the win last night. Chris Sale's return to Fenway Park. To see the guys, first of all, you probably didn't recognize them in those uniforms they showed up in, right?
So that was all to tribute. That was, it was a tribute to an inanimate object.
We're going to dress up like the left field wall.
Exactly. That's what they did.
That's the color green of the Green Monster, the famed Green Monster at Fenway Park in Boston. I've never been there.
No, me either. I don't have to go there because I've been to the best old stadium.
Well, you want to visit both of them if you can. I've been there. Man. I've been to Wrigley, but I haven't been to Fenway. But the Braves are there this weekend, and they got off to a good start by getting the win on that series. It's a good week. It's a good vibe around this team right now, considering we seem to be days away from Ronald Acuna Jr. rejoining the team. How much you play him? Do you play him every day when he gets there? Do you give him days? You know, in this day and age, we talk about NBA players and load management. You know what I mean? Do we keep that in mind with him starting out? Do you just drop him right in there and let him go out there every day and see what he does?
The good news is he's old.
And where do you put him in the batting order? Do you put him back up top?
Well, we'll find that out. But the good news is he's not coming back as some hard-headed 24-year-old who thinks he's bulletproof.
Yep.
He's been through it now. So I think the age, the maturity will lend itself to how he comes back and knowing that he got to pace himself. That's what I believe.
Yeah, well, that's like I said, we said earlier. I mean, that's just growing up some. He's 27 years old. He knows what he means to this team. You know, he wants to be a part of it and wants to be the part of the difference in this team of getting there this time. So I think, yeah, he's going to modify some things, dial some things down. You still want him in that lineup. You still want him there because you know what he brings potentially for you defensively as well as offensive. And remember, we do to pick up another outfielder here at some point once we get past, 80 games? So these are people that we do to pick up, right?
I know, but it was the way you said it. It was funny.
So, you know, these are other pieces that are set to join this team. Rather than doing the midseason deals that we do to bring people in, these are guys who are just going to be there who naturally come into this team. And maybe some of the people you've had a chance to work in and put in spots, you get some confidence in bringing them in those roles. You know, keep them in some type of role with the team going forward. But you know who your starting outfield potentially has to be.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Noelle, you look like you had something that you want to jump in here with as far as what we're talking about.
Well, I just wanted to mention that the storytelling that Nike is trying to conjure up for these jerseys, y'all running out of ideas. Y'all are running out of ideas.
You think so?
So you're talking about what the Red Sox are doing right now.
Yes, y'all are running out of ideas. Like, they're trying to, the reason they, you know, it was a tribute to an inanimate object because you're trying to pull some type of story out of somewhere to be able to sell this jersey.
I never got the one they got before. I never got the one they got before, the one that was light blue and yellow. I never got that one.
I never got the background on that one. Like, our City Connection jersey made sense. Like, you made a kind of like a remix of the original Hank Aaron jersey. That makes sense. It's something that's going to sell in Atlanta. Okay, perfect. But some of these other jerseys, I'm like, what? Like, even the Chicago Bulls one that the Cubs had.
White Sox.
Oh, the White Sox.
And
have. Okay.
People are, no, they are not. They are not being received favorably in Chicago. My friend, he went off on that. And of course, their whole problem. Any White Sox fan has got a problem with what's going on at the top, and they want Reinsdorf out of there.
They want
him gone, and this is just an extension of him trying to connect with this fan base by doing something that he believes. I tell you what, we're going to get new uniforms, we're going to do them after the Bulls. Well, this would have been great if Jordan was still on the Bulls. But this Bulls team is nothing to say.
Well, you're not wrong, Greg, in the sense of Chicago, but I'm just looking at Nike and what they're trying to do. So Nike's like, okay, we'll do this tribute to the Bulls and, you know, we'll make it the city connect. Because the whole thing is to connect to the city. So you went and pulled from the Bulls to connect to the city. But again, I'm saying this to say the storytelling is lacking. Y'all are running out of ideas. And that Red Sox.
So what happens then?
That Red Sox game proved it.
Well, what happens then? Because it's going to continue. Because you know, you put anything different on a player, the kids are going to go, oh, I want that.
Or they're going to go, ew, it's gross. And it sounds like a lot of people are more on the ew, it's gross side. And it doesn't matter what team it is. I've seen most people, to your point, complain about the City Connection jersey. I don't think anybody likes them.
You know,
you see the one the Cubs are wearing? This pale powder blue.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Again, I don't think anybody likes the City Connection jerseys.
No, and they're all doing it, and they changed the logo on the hat too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a whole different thing.
Like I, you know, my lovely wife, who is of course a Tigers fan, I've been watching some of these games. I can't stand it when they put an actual tiger on the hat.
Yeah,
I'm getting used to that English D, that looks great. Yeah, I don't care what color you make it. Yeah. But when you go with the pack, first of all, from where my TV is to where I'm sitting, I can't tell what it is until they do a close-up on a player. But all the teams do that. They change it. If they got an animal, if they got a whatever the nickname is.
They add an additional option for you to purchase.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they don't change it. Like, you can still have all your classic stuff if that's what you want to wear. But if you're just somebody that want to have something new every season, you know, the excitement of the new unveil and the logo. But I'm agreeing with you, Greg. They're doing it so often that it's losing its luster, and they are running out of ideas.
And what would happen if the Braves did that and they brought away some – would they ever bring back some of the things that the league sort of frowned upon and said, y'all got to get rid of that. This is 2020,
I think the main thing they do with the Braves is they go with a red jersey. You know, we have certain days that they wear a red jersey. And so they do some different things that way.
I love how color-coordinated days.
I'm talking about the Native American connection and the pictures that came along with some of the – that were on the uniforms, and the Braves and the Indians and those teams got rid of those.
Well, if you're not going to do the chop, I don't see that stuff coming back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you're going to kill the chop, then I definitely don't see the imaging or any of that coming back. So that's just done.
You know what's funny is we talk about these different uniforms that are just in vogue today, and we remember for the longest time there was only one team that dipped their toe into the creative waters, and people hated it then, and yet can't see it enough now, and that was Houston.
Yeah,
with those rainbow, going back to J.R. Richards, man, those when they brought them rainbow uniforms out for a minute.
The Astros.
The Astros were the only ones that I can remember.
That's classic now.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's classic now.
But I think the Oakland A's had a lot of different uniforms too. They had different variations of theirs. They had the green jerseys, they had the gold, and then on Sunday they would wear white. So they had different things with theirs. And then again, we think about the Pittsburgh Pirates, who would come out in that all black sometime. They had a pinstripe.
But not back in the day, though.
With the kit to Covey and that thing with the little round.
I remember Stargillen and Boys, the We Are Family team. They had the stripes.
Things. They had stripes.
But
they had
I don't remember.
And they had a gold jersey they would wear, or they wear a black jersey. They had different.
Okay,
different
but no more than five teams that did it.
It was just
a few.
Yeah.
That did it. Again, where everybody's doing it now.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, it was interesting.
When the Braves went to the jersey, you see that we remember when Hank Aaron hit the home run, the Padres had one that was similar. During that time. So, I mean, some people did some tinkering about it. But people like the Yankees and the Dodgers stayed the course. They really didn't do anything with their uniforms. They kept them basically the same.
And now you can't. I mean, those legacy teams, you know, it's pretty much locked and sealed and locked.
Boston comes up with these green things.
But see, but that's why it has to be an optional.
They deserve to get beat. They deserve to get swept.
They really did. They cut my TV on and I was like, what is this? Why is this even? Why are you blending in with the turf, with the grass? What is?
They're blending in with the left field wall.
Yeah, man. I'm like,
they deserve to get swept this weekend.
As much as we clown the NBA city jerseys, some of the stuff they do, these baseball ones might need the retooling the most.
Grant Holmes will get the start today for the Braves in the middle game, and let's see if he can go out and do what Sale did. Sale gave us seven innings last night. Solid starts is what this team needs from this starting rotation to really spare that bullpen. That some nights is hot and some nights is not. So, I mean, you want to get your starters to give you a good 6 to 7 innings consistently. That's what we're hoping to get another one tonight.
You guys mentioned San Diego. Did you hear the title they hold? In this country?
What was that?
I didn't know this, but it kind of makes sense. And even though I've never even been there before, San Diego is apparently the cleanest city in America.
Really?
Oh. Okay.
And, you know, it's funny. If you've never even been there, for whatever reason, when you say that to somebody, they kind of understand it for whatever reason. Like, if I said that L.A. or San Francisco, nobody would believe me.
Yeah, no.
But for whatever reason, San Diego, they go, yeah, okay.
Because that's one of the things that makes San Diego different from, like, L.A. and San Francisco.
I don't know how they do that either, because they are right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a 9-iron from Mexico.
Yeah.
And then they're sitting there between them is Long Beach and then L.A., and yet they're this little pristine sort of city. And
they got their own identity.
They really do. Very interesting city.
You would think that every
athlete.
Like,
we got beaches and skateboarding and baseball. That's all we need.
Ain't that where Three's Company was from, too?
Were they from there?
Not that they were in L.A. I want to say they were in L.A., but
okay.
I could be wrong.
It seemed like they'd be in San Diego by the beach.
It's nice there by the beach, Navy Academy. And the thing of it is, when the Braves play there, they have a big following.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, when the Braves play in San Diego, they have big crowds there that come out to cheer for
them. But are you not surprised that more top free agents, pick the sport, want to go play there. Think about from going back to when they had a basketball team, which then moved to be the Clippers, but I'm saying basketball,
they had
football,
a football team.
Yeah, baseball. I mean, when you think of San Diego, there's only two names that you think of as far as all-time greats, at least for me. And it starts with Tony Gwynn and Junior Seau. That's it. That's it. And I'm just surprised that there aren't more.
Antonio Gates for me.
I can think of a few.
There are some great players, but that are so identified with that town. As far as athletes, those are the two.
Lance Allworth.
Oh, yeah. Bambi. Got my old that I remember that.
All right.
Jeez.
So you got some.
But
now.
Still, you had to reach for that.
Dan Fouts.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you got some now.
They're not at those
Kellen
two levels.
Winslow.
Kellen was a great walking off the court.
All these dudes are Hall of Famers, man.
All these dudes
got gold jackets.
You don't think of them first.
I do.
Well, you covered the sport. That's different. You covered it. You covered all this stuff. I'm saying most people just think they start with Tony Gwynn, and I think
if you're my age, you're probably going to say LT.
Okay, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
dudes.
Yeah, you're probably going to say LT.
Well, then we can go on with this. Let's go down the street on the barbershop and have this argument.
But these are the best debates. Yeah. The ones that don't have a real answer.
By the way, speaking of this, the women's final at the Italian Open is going right now. You got Coco Gauff in action up there against Jasmine Piolini from Italy. And this went off. They're just getting started playing the first set.
As we talk about sports teams all around, I'm confident that were they to build a statue for this team right now, you'd start with Joseph Martinez, and you could tell me if we get one after that. Maybe Guzan. I don't know. Who gets the other Atlanta United statue?
Joseph Martinez.
Joseph Martinez, definitely.
I said it starts with him.
Oh, you said Joseph. Okay, I was thinking Miggy. Then Miggy.
No. Okay. All right.
They were part of the championship.
You got to do the fusion. If you do the statue, you got to do the Joseph Miggy fusion statue.
The fusion.
A mashup. Well, we say all this because Atlanta United is getting ready to take on Philly this evening. 6:30 pregame, kick at 7:30, and to get us set for that, Jason Longshore. He's coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day of May. You know, Sam, on this day, Alaska became a U.S. territory. And I bring that up because this is one of those states that I have mixed emotions about wanting to visit. Because it's supposed to be just incredibly beautiful. But you got a three-month window when you can see it.
Three-month?
Yeah, it's like
If
you go in... Well, now, or maybe June, and take those cruises up there. You got until like August, maybe early September, then they stop. But it's supposed to be breathtaking going up there. And
I understand that. I've known people who've gone.
Yeah, that was my next question. Have you ever been up there?
I have not, but I know people who've gone, and they loved it.
Yeah. Well, let's ask our guest, because he seems like somebody who would want to learn and see more about our 49th state.
You think he would want to do that?
You know, he's
a little cold up there.
Jason's very cerebral. He's, you know, he's smarter than the average bear, and so, you know, he's always wanting to be educated.
They do have bears up there.
They do, and he's smart enough to stay away from them. So, anyway, Jason Longshore, one of the voices of Atlanta United, along with our own Mike Conte, getting ready for Atlanta United in Philly tonight. And the first question is, of course, have you been to Alaska, Jason?
I have not.
Oh.
Right to the point.
I know.
I mean, you know, it's a long way. I've never been. I'm okay if I don't go. I'll be all right.
Yeah,
I can watch the documentaries. I'll be okay.
I feel the same way about Oregon. Never been there, but whatever. Hey, listen, Sam and I were talking.
I've been to Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been to Oregon.
Okay.
Portland Timbers.
Oh, that's right.
I've been with the guys that brought the tree across country at the back of the truck, and we sent them back with it. Then we do firewood. Whatever happened to that thing?
Yeah, really.
They brought that thing all the way across for the MLS Cup. I saw a picture of it.
They didn't get to break out the chainsaw for that one.
I actually saw it. I saw him driving it down Marietta Street, took a picture of it.
What?
Yeah, he was had it strapped to the back of a truck. I said, you got brought a tree all the way from the other part of the country, and they lost. Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That was then. This is now.
Hey, they got a point last week. That's the conversation we had last.
Middle of the week, and let's see what this does for this team. To get back on the pitch a lot sooner than normal, it's a quick turnaround for this team. Jason, what does that do for them?
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Trip to Austin where kickoff temperature, it wasn't quite as bad as they thought it was going to be, but it was still like 94, 93 degrees with a hot wind, which is not something I ever recommend that you have to experience. They fought back in it. They didn't play well over the 90. I thought they started well. They lost the game a little bit in terms of control. Austin only scored from a free kick, and I think that's one thing you have to keep in mind about this team defensively at the moment. They're not giving up goals from the run of play outside of the second one in Chicago. They're giving up set piece goals, which is something you don't want. But they're not giving up a lot in the run of play. I do think the shift to three center backs has helped them be a little more stable on that side. But the next step, and Ronnie Dyla talked about it a lot yesterday, the next step is being able to get higher up the field and keep the ball more. It's a team that I look back at the Austin game especially. After a good start, when Austin started to press Atlanta back deeper and the back line has to drop because Austin is attacking with numbers and they're getting more of the ball, back line drops. And then when they do get the ball, because they're feeling pressured and they're forced back so far, they're not comfortable playing out of the back. So they end up playing it long and giving the ball right back. And that's not the way this team is built. So it's not the easy thing to just say, oh, we'll just keep the ball. No, it's not hard when you have guys right on top of you. Oh, we'll step higher. Well, it's not easy for the back line to step higher if the attacking group isn't pressing high as well. It's little things like that that as you shift to a different formation, you have to clean up to be more effective. And it's something that is a work in progress. And right now with a game last Saturday in Chicago, coming back home, going to Austin, game there, coming back home, getting a day and a half or so of training in, and then playing again. It's very tough to work on these things on the training pitch. You're having to kind of sort through it, get the best you can out of it. You want to be a little more secure defensively right now and stay in games, but you got to get the attack going as well. And that's something that has to happen for this team to get better results.
You say it has to happen, but how confident are you in them achieving that in a short amount of time here?
Well, I mean, for like flipping a switch to happen today, I mean, the attack isn't going to look its best today. No, it can't. But you do have time after that to train and work on it and get those little connection points going. And to me, it all comes back to being comfortable on the ball. You know, I think Atlanta United is always going to be a team that wants the ball and wants to create chances with the ball, not create chances like Philadelphia does with pressure and chasing and defending. It's kind of the idea of, you think of a basketball team that maybe isn't the best shooting team, but they're going to press you full court all day long. That's what Philadelphia does really well. And then they create some of those, you know, kind of garbage baskets or whatever, garbage goals, where they turn you over, they go straight to goal, they score. Counts just the same, right? Atlanta's going to be the opposite. They're a team that wants the ball and they want to create chances with the ball. Problem right now is they're not comfortable keeping the ball, and it's because they've been under pressure way too much. The back line has been under pressure way too much, and when you don't have much possession and you have guys in your face, your first inclination as a player is get the ball out of here. And that's happening in these long stretches of games to where it's a repeating cycle. If you don't keep it, you don't have the confidence and the bravery to play through that press, and you just give the ball back to the opponent, it's just going to repeat the cycle again. And it's something that this back line, especially today against the Philadelphia team, that will love to press you. If you just keep giving them the ball back, they're going to keep piling numbers forward, and it's going to be very hard to get out of your own half. You've got to find a way to break the lines with passes and be comfortable and be brave on the ball.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Jason Longshoe. And he is social. Always find him at Longshoe, at Longshoe. The lineup, the roster, do you make any changes with the lineup? Do you stick with what the starters that he's been there? Do you dare tinker with that or do make some changes there?
I think when you get to the third game in a week like this, you probably have to make changes just because of fatigue. And that's going to define your lineup maybe a little bit more than form at the moment, because you know, it took a lot out of the guys on Wednesday. I mean, those are tough conditions to play in for the first time this season in serious heat and having to come back in the game. You know, there's a difference between having a lead in a match and being able to at times relax a little bit with the lead and with the ball, going back to possession. But when you're chasing the game, it takes more energy out of you. So Atlanta did that, and they chased it, and they got a point out of it. And that's something to build around. But what does that do to what you have in the gas tank today? I don't know. I really think the lineup's going to come down to a combination of, yeah, you'd like to keep guys who are playing well on the field, but you need guys who can run, and you're going to need guys who can give you at least 60 minutes to start, maybe 45, depending on how the overall group is looking. You might have to go to the bench a little bit more today, a little bit sooner today. I think fatigue is going to define the starting lineup more than form at the moment.
Yeah. Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, as always, you come on here and you do a great job of breaking down what's going on with this team, the last game, what to look forward to with the next game. But, and I don't know if you can really dive into this because you're part of the broadcast team, but what is it that you'd like to see them do next or address next or focus on that you feel like maybe this is the thing that will – ignite this team into moving forward?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, when we were going through permutations of how this team could look on the field in terms of lineups and shapes and what might work with what we had seen after a few games, the shape that they're playing now was one that I thought might be an idea to go to. It's three center backs, it's two wing backs, and two central midfielders with two attacking midfielders in front and a striker. Call it a 3-4-2-1, you can call it a 3-4-3. Formations and putting like strict definitions on them, that's overrated in this game. It's much more fluid like basketball. But a structure, yeah, three center backs instead of two, gives you a little more security defensively, because early on this team was giving up too many goals and giving up too many bad goals at times. Okay. Add a center back, take away a winger, and change the way that you're structured a little bit. It does leave Sabo Lobjanidze a more difficult way to get on the field, because in this shape, you don't have the wingers where he is naturally going to play. He can play as a wing back, but defensively, he's a liability there. When you're chasing a game, yes, you can turn to that. But starting a game defensively, teams could pick on him a little bit. So that's the trade-off. And look, anytime you start going through a possible lineup and you start going through possible combinations, there's pros and cons to it. I think this shape can get the best out of the defense to make you more secure, keep you in games more. I think it can also get the best out of Miguel Almiron because it gives him more of a freer role. When he's wide, I don't think he's got the legs at this point in his career to run up and down the wing all day and be effective in the attacking third, which is where you want him to be effective.
Right.
You want him to score goals, create assists, rather than get stuck into a tackle in his own half. So, okay, you need him higher up the field. This kind of shape gives him more of that ability, while also not putting the entire playmaking side of the team on him, because he's not a traditional playmaker. He's not a guy who's going to spray passes around and create opportunities for others in bulk. You know, we see those guys in this league. He's not that. He's going to create chances because of his quickness, because of his speed, and unbalancing a defense. Alexi Maranchuk is more of that traditional playmaker, and by playing them together and letting them play off of one another, and I think Maranchuk should get more credit for being a guy who is giving to the team to try to accommodate Almiron and get the best out of him. Maranchuk is deferring. He's dropping off. He's dropping into the spaces that Almiron is leaving, for example, to try to help the team. I think those two can blend together in that spot, feed Latte a lot more, but it just takes a little bit of time, and it's taken longer than we all would like. But I think this shape might be, and this change might be the one that with some time can help unlock things, because I like where the wing backs are positioned in it. I like the extra center back. You have to find your best two central midfielders to suit this shape, and you have to figure out the Almiron Maranchuk combo in the middle to get the best out of the group going forward.
That's what we look for. That's what we look for tonight. Of course, we got it coming up tonight, right, Greg?
Yep, 6:30. Oh, wait, my mic's off there. 6:30 pre-kick at 7:30. And
what are you doing, jumping jacks, Greg?
Well, no. I was talking to our producer. So that was Sam was asking your
who is a question. Co-conspirator of his.
Well, that's true. You guys want to take a second and talk about this?
Yeah.
Come on, Noel, get on here and plug y'all's show. I told you to do that earlier, and you forgot to, Jason. So.
Come on, Noel.
I'm here. Yes, Jason Longshore, me and Jason every Thursday at 10, unless the Braves are in town, and then we are pushed to 11. But every Thursday at 10, me and Jason are at the corner of sports and everything else on The Intersection.
Ooh, so you got a name for the show? Yeah, it's
called The Intersection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can find us at the corner of sports and everything else.
The intersection. You got a website you can send folks to or a page?
We're working on. We're building some marketing things and some other things. But right now.
It's a work in progress. There you go.
Definitely check us out on Thursdays at 10 o'clock. We have a lot of fun over there.
Jason, what's the best thing you like talking to Noel about? If you have one thing.
I'm learning a lot about the Atlanta Dream. I'm excited about the Dream season this year, thanks to the Intersection. And I'm learning some of the things that get Noel fired up when we start throwing darts at the end of the show.
All right. Nothing about shoes yet? Because you know she's a sneakerhead.
It's coming. All right. We talk some shoes.
All right. You guys have a good call. As always, thank you, Jason.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Jason. Thursday nights, Noel and Jason.
Yeah, man.
The Intersection. Anything more you want to add to that?
No.
All right. Well,
hope we get a win tonight.
Well, that goes without saying. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game, Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day of May. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We're here from 8 until noon for the foreseeable future on Saturday mornings. And you know what else? I'm seeing sun over my shoulder.
Yeah. Yep.
As Jason was
saying,
we don't
know how long it's going to stay, but it's here.
It's here right now. So that means Jesse stopped barking out on the west side. It means the rain has left over there.
Yeah.
Got John Fricke coming up top of the hour. Last week we knew what he was going to be talking about. This week I don't know. I mean, it'll be sports of some kind, but after that whole thing when we were on the air last week about Derek Carr,
yeah,
we know how much he loves talking about the Saints.
Oh, man, yeah, you know.
He's scared. That's why he quit. Now, that was funny. And thank you also to Noelle for everything that she has done for this show. And yeah, as always, listen, you said that there was some delays out there because of the weather. There was some events that were...
Well, up in Charlotte, up at Walhalla, they were delaying the start of the third round
PGA
Championship. I think that's due to start here in just a moment or two and let the weather pass through. It's moving day, and we'll see what happens and see if anybody makes a climb to leaderboard. Rain on that course, see what difference it makes on it. After, you know, what they saw the first couple of days, I mean, you got some greens look like postage stamps. Mm-hmm. You got to, if you land the ball on it, to make sure it lands at the right spot, it's going to roll right off the other side. And the rough, you know, you may lose small children out there. So we'll see how it fares.
Right? I had forgotten that there was the possibility of something special happening at this one, much like what happened at the Masters. Everybody was seeing if Rory was going to get it, and mm-hmm. then he would complete the career slam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a possibility. Well, I don't know if I didn't check and see if he made the cut. But there was a possibility of that happening this week.
Okay.
Do you know who that was? I'd forgotten he got the other three.
Which one is this?
Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
If he won this, he was going to have the career slam. Imagine if Rory didn't win, and then Jordan Spieth won this week and passed Rory for the career slam.
Whoa.
That'd have been that's your story right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a story just because, you know, with golf being as it is right now, it's a chance to have all of the top players all together in one place that we don't get to see on a regular basis right now. So I think that's the cool thing about it right now is you get to see everybody's there, the best of the best. And Jonathan Vegas is your leader by 2 shots. And his tee time is not till almost 2 o'clock today. So that's the thing is they just began play on this third day.
All right, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to talk about the Falcons and their schedule that was released this past weekend. How many wins did you say you saw?
I saw 10.
Okay.
I see 10. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm being overly optimistic. And I, you know what? And I would be that. I mean, considering the things that we're done by this team so far this year as far as the draft, to get things that we need defensively for this team. If that falls into place the way we believe and hope that it will, with what we've seen offensively, we ought to be able to go out and win 10 games. Now, it's not going to be easy. It's not the easiest schedule. You got some games out west. You got teams like the Buffalo Bills on here.
Yeah, but that's not till game five.
I like the beginning, though.
I like the beginning.
You like the beginning?
Because I feel like it's a push between, we could pick if they're going to take it to Tampa Bay. That's, you know, that's the rival in the division right now. So Baker Mayfield could play out of his shoes, and these guys could have a great game. We don't know what we're going to get from Michael Penix yet, but I still think that could be a win. I like going up against a rookie quarterback in Minnesota. He'll be playing just his second game.
Yeah,
J.J. McCarthy. Yep. He's got the keys of the kingdom up there. So you get him early. Then you got Carolina.
Yeah.
Again, we know what we're getting with that team?
Well, we found out at the end of last season they're starting to figure it out.
Well, as long as they don't figure it out by game three.
They went out and drafted a wide receiver for Bryce Young, too. So, you know, we'll see what happens with
that. Well, we got two fresh defensive ends that might make it tough for Bryce Harper to get that ball to him. So you got that. Now, if you're going to be realistic.
This is where it starts getting interesting.
Exactly. You got Washington coming here. Then you got Buffalo coming here.
At least they're coming here. You know, and then you get the bye week in between, which is probably a good time for that bye. Well, maybe you want to get a little bit further. After the Buffalo game. Then you want to. Well, after the road trip would be nice, too. But, I mean, this is when you're getting the bye. You're getting it kind of early this year.
You go from Buffalo here to San Francisco in their place. That one, you know, unless I see something different, I'm not confident of putting a check in the W column with that one, especially with a quarterback who just got paid. And that was the top of the story,
You got to get some running game, though, and you got to see if McCaffrey's going to be. That's always the question mark, right? If he's healthy, then what a difference maker he makes for the 49ers. If he's not, you know.
Then Miami comes to town. I don't even know what to think about Miami. I just don't. Do you? Can you put a thought on this team?
Yeah.
Once you go past talking about their quarterback, as long as he isn't concussed.
That's the thing.
If
he gets off the bus, you know, they have a chance. They do some things defensively as well. But, you know, with them, it all starts with if they're taking good care of him.
Then up to New England. I don't know. I don't know what to think about that team.
I do.
You figure it's a check in the W column?
Yep.
All right. Then you go to Germany.
Yeah.
Mr. Crenshaw.
Yeah. We're going to win that one, too.
You got that locked in there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see, but they're taking on Indianapolis. That, by the way, is a home game for the Falcons.
Good. One less ticket for me to pay for. But I do believe that they will win that Colts game as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even know who's quarterbacking right now. Like, they seem not to have that much trust in Richardson, so it's probably going to be a battle, even though he looks better with glasses on. Goggles got to look better.
He got to look better, doing better.
But you know, right now, we really don't know what the Colts look like, so I feel like we're a little more put together than they are right now. But we shall see, though. I like going to Germany, though. Big fan base there.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't have an opinion one way or the other. Somebody throws me a free ticket and parking pass, I may go.
But you come right back and you play. Usually when you go into those, you might get a bye or something. You come right back and you're out there, you're playing.
Carolina, then the Saints, then the Jets. Okay,
those are wins.
I see those as wins.
We're winning those.
At Tampa Bay.
You're missing Seattle here.
No, I said, I'm sorry, Seattle. So, yeah, Carolina, New Orleans, Jets, and then Seattle.
Yeah.
After that Germany trip. Then you got Tampa Bay. You start with Tampa at their place. Arizona. Two road games.
And then you're talking about one is a Thursday night game now. The Tampa game is a Thursday night game.
Not confident in putting a check in the W columns with those. Right now I'm not. I'm just not. And that Arizona, that trip, every time they make a trip to the West Coast, I got to think about it. I just do. And then Matthew Stafford and the boys are coming here
for the last game. For a Monday night game.
And then ending with New Orleans.
Yeah, that could be flex. That could be whatever if it's coming down to the game that makes a difference at the end. I think we get 10 of them. I do. I really do. And so that's what I think from looking at the schedule. I know some people have been disagreeing. Some people are saying 9. But it definitely won't be 7 again. You know, it won't be that.
When was the last time somebody won this division 2 years in a row?
Wow.
Been a minute, right?
Yeah, it has been. So
Tampa Bay got it last year. You got to wonder, okay, this is the Falcons' year. Because we all thought going into last season it was theirs to lose. Then things happened and the whole quarterback situation. So this year going in, okay, Tampa Bay's over here. They've got the most seasoned quarterback starting this upcoming season, correct?
Because we don't know. We don't even know what's going to be in
We don't know what's going on in New Orleans. We don't. We've got Michael starting off here, and we got Bryce in Carolina. So I'm not good at doing this where I'm going, well, this is definitely going to happen, and this is definitely going to happen, and I see our team do it. I don't know just yet. I need a couple weeks to see who's staying healthy, one, be what things look like. Because what do we know? We're not going to see any semblance or a little bit of what this team is going to look like from what we see in preseason, correct? Because that's all crazy now.
And the thing of it is, how much will they play in the preseason? Remember last season, they played none, practically. So, I mean, you know, what do you do? Like I said, you're going to put guys in bubble wrap to get them to the opening day. You know, you don't want to put them out there. I don't know. That's the whole thing, and that's what you think about. You want to get them because, first of all, your opening opponent this year is a division opponent, and so you want everybody there for your very first game. Mm-hmm. Remember last year, what was it, Pittsburgh we opened with, and we lost without, and they beat us without scoring a touchdown.
By the way, what's going on with them with that team?
I don't know.
If you were a Steelers fan up there, is you know, and you've been hearing this from people who played on the team, is it time to, and you hate to say push out,
yeah,
but is it time for Mike Tomlin to take his voice out of that locker room, out of that organization?
I don't know. He will tell you, hey, I'm winning. I'm getting this where we're getting. Considering, you know, the team does vary from year to year. He doesn't have that caliber of talent each and every year in that locker room. So, I mean, he makes the most of what he has.
He has done that. He's done that
consistently. You know, that's the thing.
But getting a quarterback to that team, yeah, he's had a chance to do that, and it's not happening. I mean, we've seen this a lot. When that great quarterback leaves that organization, hell, Miami's still trying to find the next Dan Marino, right? So it takes a minute, okay? And for what is going on with this team,
But to be that Pittsburgh, to be the quarterback there, yeah, you want somebody to be consistent, but they're kind of like Baltimore. They've always leaned on their defense.
But here's the thing.
Here's a team that comes out every week, and they expect the defense to score points. The defense has a potential to score points for you each and every week, just like with Baltimore.
If you believe what's going to happen in Cleveland with the quarterback situation, and Shadur takes over there eventually, and you got Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, and you got Lamar in Baltimore, which is the division, finished up by Pittsburgh, I don't know that you can't say, Mike, it's time for you to try and have your Andy Reid moment, where you leave a team where you did a great job with and you end up someplace else that nobody expects you to, and you get that quarterback and you win another Super Bowl. That's, you know, that's what's been described. Mike Tomlin, it's time for you to go and try to have your Andy Reid moment. Time for you to leave Philadelphia and go to Kansas City. Time for you to leave Pittsburgh. You've done a great job here. You're going to be one of the all-time greats. You're going into the Hall of Fame. But if you want to win another Super Bowl, you got to do it somewhere else.
You have to be a different organization.
Right.
That's not the way Pittsburgh does
things. And he walks into any organization with respect.
Oh, sure.
In abundance, more than pretty much any other coach. I actually think that he doesn't have that kind of weirdness attached to him like people have put on Belichick.
Oh, no.
Because folks didn't want to even talk to Belichick last year. If Tomlin says, you know, next year's the end of my time in Pittsburgh, how many teams are going to line up to want to talk to him and bring that kind of discipline and that sort of outlook to their team?
He would. But, I mean, he realizes where he is.
But
you know,
at some point, you got to exit stage left.
That's true. I think he stays there, and if he exits, I think he exits all the
Well, do it on his own. Maybe he sees the writing. But,
right.
Yeah, you got to wonder what's going on up there. You want to give an update on your
Coco, Jasmine Piolini's up 4-3 in the first set. They're playing the final of the Italian Open. The men's final is coming up tomorrow. Speaking of tennis, the good folks down the street and around the corner are going to be doing the telecast this year for Roland Garros for the French Open. It is a star-studded cast. They'll be doing so. Of course, they got the brothers McEnroe. They both got to be a part of it. But you got everybody from Boris Becker to Andre Agassi to Chris Evert, Sloane Stephens. These people are going to be a part of the broadcast group. Venus Williams, And our very own, our home folks, Chris Eubanks. I mean, just among this star-studded cast that's going to be broadcasting this as TNT Sports takes over broadcast of the French Open this year.
All right, I got to make a correction here. John Fricke is not following us. It's going to be Caleb Johnson.
Okay. Who, oh, man.
Why don't you say that like that?
This is Caleb.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You excited?
Yeah, dude.
All right, Caleb, Sam's ready for you. Go on in here. This means there'll be some basketball talk. I want to remind you once again, you guys, if you get a second and you're on X, go to Get Cast with Greg. There's job opportunities out there. But I'm really talking about this first one. There's a commercial being shot by On Location Casting. They're paying you, in total, about $3,600. And they have four different needs, all ethnicities, but a male and a female from 20s to 40s, and then male and female, all ethnicities, 50s and 60s. You'll see those jobs along with a lot of others. And also, you get a second, go online and check out the pictures from the new John Madden bio and see Nicolas Cage dressed up as John Madden. Right down to the Van Heusen pants.
The Van Heusen pants.
But obviously he's wearing prosthetics and all of that. And the one thing that really got me was who's playing Al Davis. And that's Christian Bale.
Yeah.
So you got to go check out those pictures. Anyway, you got a big day planned, Mr. Crenshaw, rest of your weekend?
Hey, we're going to watch some basketball, do something. If these courts dry out, maybe I can play a little tennis today if we don't get any more rain. There's still a chance of that, though, folks. So be careful if you got to move around today.
Absolutely. The rest of you, have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Sam and Greg will be back next Saturday, 8 until noon. Have yourself a big day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.